All right, so listen, it's 12:28. Wanted to hit on a quick, lighthearted, I guess you could say. It's not necessarily politics, so to speak. I was going to talk about it yesterday. I want to get it out of the way before it gets too old. But Larry Wilmore, remember Larry Wilmore? He took over the nightly show. Remember, he took that over. The nightly show is no more. It's gone. It's finished. The guy who took over for 'Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, right? Wasn't he like the, either way, it was basically Stewart left, and they brought in this Larry Wilmore. Never heard of him before. Never, ever heard of him before. And I think they put him in the Colbert time slot, I think. I never watched the damn thing, so I could be a little off on names and times, but it got canceled. It was a failure. And what's interesting is basically, if you read the comments from Larry Wilmore and other comments from other people, they feel it shouldn't have been canceled and it should have stayed on the air despite horrible ratings because Larry Wilmore is black. And without Larry Wilmore, there is now no late night black host. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing the society that Obama and liberals have created? That doing a poor job, not being successful, should be rewarded based on the color of your skin. Wilmore's statement goes as follows. I have great added gratitude to the network and Jon Stewart and the fans of The Nightly Show. But I was saddened and surprised we won't be covering this crazy election or the unblackening, as we've coined it, and keeping it 100. I guess I hadn't counted on the unblackening happening to my time slot as well. Unblackening. So, yes, Larry Wilmore's show was not good. People didn't watch it. It cost the network money. But they should have kept it on the air because Larry Wilmore is black. Isn't that fascinating? There was a time when the whole concept of affirmative action, the whole concept of somebody having a job solely based on their skin color or their sexual orientation or their sex was a no-no. It was a faux pas. It was looked down upon. That's why liberals and Obama changed affirmative action to diversity. We need more diversity. We need more. Well, we've got these five candidates for this job. Yes, but they're four black or four white and one Chinese. Where's the black? Where are the African Americans? Where are the black folk? Where's the diversity? Well, the few that applied were not as good as these five. Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. You need to put at least one there, but they're not as good as these five. Well, no, that's wrong. Yes, they are. No, they're not. They're not. They're not. The requirement was to hopscotch. Okay, the requirement was to hopscotch. These five people can hopscotch. These four black people that responded to the ad can't hopscotch. So, no, they can't. Well, you're just going to have to do it for diversity. What? What? Oh, okay. Hey, you're going to be part of the candidates, but I don't know how to hopscotch. Doesn't matter. You're just going to look like an idiot. Go ahead. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, doesn't matter. Because we're told this is the right thing to do. I mean, that's insane. That's insane. And that's what Larry Wilmore and people that support Larry Wilmore are saying. Hey, doesn't matter that the show was crap. Doesn't matter that the show wasn't funny. None of that matters. The only thing that matters, is he was black, and by canceling the show, there's no more black late night hosts, and that's all that counts. So put an inferior product on television. It's all good. Just do it. Obama created this. These past 7.5, 8 years, the media has created this. I mean, it's insane. It really is insane. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. Obama, liberals, the media have created this insanity that we are living in. And it's not just with black folk, but it's also with women. The whole equal pay for equal work, that's fine and dandy. When you're talking about government jobs, or even corporate jobs for that matter, to an extent. You're a secretary working, first time, first year, this entry level, and you're a woman, yes, you should make what this secretary, entry level, first year, who happens to be a guy, should make the exact same, 100%. But when you're talking about the entertainment world, or different executive positions where it's all about what you've produced and what you've done, where that pay and that work is judged differently, to look at a movie like The Martian and say, well, Matt Damon was paid $15 million for that movie, and that girl, Kate Marr or the other girl in the movie, they were only paid $1 million and she was paid $3 million. They should have been paid what Matt Damon was paid. Equal work, equal pay, but it's not equal work. The movie wasn't based on that girl. The movie wasn't about that girl. It's like the whole Jennifer, what's her name? Whatever her name is, the Jennifer girl. I can't remember her name now, and my mind's blank, and I'm Mr. Pop Culture because I'm with the 27-year-old girl. But the whole American Hustle thing. She was paid less than Christian Bale and Bradley Cooper. It's like there were different roles. They're different importance. The movie wasn't about her. The movie wasn't depending on her. Now, the movie Joy she did, I bet she was paid the most. It was about her. She was Joy. But Obama and the media and this weird, just alternative universe we live in is well, that should be equal. No, that's not how it works. Yeah, if I work in the post office and I'm a mail carrier, okay, I shouldn't make $30,000 more delivering mail than my female counterpart. If we've been there the same amount of time, same education, all of the same thing, we're the exact same, but I'm only getting paid more because I'm a guy, that's wrong. But if I've been there for 10 years, I've got a higher education, I'm a quicker, better mail deliverer, or whatever the hell you call it, I finish my routes 2 hours before anybody else. I bring something to the table that other people don't. Yeah, I should get paid more. Doesn't matter if I'm a guy. Doesn't matter if I'm a girl. But this is where we are. This is the Obama, you know, gosh, socialist revolution. Everything's equal. You don't have to be the best anymore. You don't have to be the best. Here's the bar. The bar is it used to be shoot for the moon. Huh? What was it? Shoot for the moon. Worst case, you land on the stars, or shoot for the stars. Worst case, you land on the moon. Used to always be about that. Now it's like, listen, doesn't matter how high you go, because here's the cap. We're all the same. This is this generation. This is this society. This is what Obama has created. This is what the media has created. This is what the Democrats have created. Here's the doesn't matter how good you are. Doesn't matter. Everything's the same. I mean, it's just insane. It's just insane. Now you should have jobs based on your skin color. Doesn't matter if you suck. Doesn't matter if you suck. See, that's why it still fascinates me that black people vote for Democrats. Because these things should infuriate black people. When you have successful black people, whether it's Beyonce or Jay-Z or Kevin Hart or The Rock or Shoshana Rhimes, the list, Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey. It really should infuriate black people. It really should. Nobody gave these people anything because they're black. They have what they have because they are the best. I'm not a fan of Tyler Perry movies, but I appreciate what they are. And apparently, they're very successful. Beyonce performs at the Rose Bowl for 80,000 people. Jay-Z, I mean, nobody's given them that. There's a whole bunch of black rappers and black pop singers who aren't as successful as Beyonce. So it would just kill me to listen to other black folk and the media and liberals go, oh, well, they should keep Larry Whitmore on television because he's black. Yeah, but his show sucks. Doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? People like Beyonce, I would be pissed. I'd be like, I'm the best. I work my ass off to be the best. If I was Tyler, I work my ass off to be the best. Shoshana Rhimes, I make the best television I can. I work my ass off. Why the hell should Larry Whitmore have something? Because he's black? If he's bad at it, F him. F him. If you want another black man to have that job, then get another black man that is good, that's successful. Dig deep. Go get a Kevin Hart. Go get a Chris Rock. I don't know. Find somebody. But don't go, well, hey, he's black. So there you go. Yeah, he sucks, but he's... That's insane. And it's insulting. I'm not black, but I would be insulted. Okay? I get insulted when I see people in movies or have careers and they suck, and the only reason they're doing what they do is because a family member or they know somebody or they're not talented. They just got it because of a weird circumstance. That's insulting to me. That's insulting to me. And folks, listen, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, we're going to keep going on this path. And it's going to keep getting worse. I'm telling you, it's going to keep getting worse. The incentives to do great and better and the best will eventually is done. It's done. And the only people that will get more than average are people like Hillary Clinton, because that's how they stay in power. They put this notion in everybody's head that everybody should be equal. Every piece of the pie should be divided up equally. Even if the one person works harder than the other, it doesn't matter. But the Hillary Clintons, they're not sharing that pie. They're taking different pies, and they're taking it by the truckful. Telling you, smarten up, people. Smarten the F up. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Be good. Don't forget, follow us. TheRobZicariShow.com. Go there. Go to the Twitter. Go to the Facebook. You will love us. I guarantee you. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day, good afternoon, and good night, wherever you are. Bye-bye.